the past 2 weeks, we've been looking at this theme of how and why do we give thanks. By giving thanks, by laying up treasures in heaven, by expressing our thanksgiving through pledging our time, our talents, our gifts, our service, and our witness to God and to the ministry that God has for us, by living the kind of life that God has for us to live, expressing love to the last and the least and the lost of our society, to those in the family of faith and to those who have never even heard of the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. By being faithful children of God in all that we do and say, by expressing God's love to all whom we meet. And we do these things. We give thanks to God because God's steadfast love endures forever. Say that with me. God's steadfast love endures forever. Again, God's steadfast love endures forever. A third time, God's steadfast love endures forever. We don't just lay up treasures in heaven to have a thick bank account at the first bank of glory everlasting when we get there. It's not just about investing for an eternal future. We lay up treasures in heaven by giving thanks and praise to God with our time, talents, and gifts, and service, and witness, because God is loving and faithful. God is steadfast in compassion and forgiveness. In everything, God can be trusted. With everything, including our souls, our bodies, our relationships, our concerns, our hopes, our dreams, and our money, God can be trusted because God's steadfast love endures forever. Say it, God's steadfast love endures forever. That's the how and the why. Today we're going to look at the where. Where do we lay up treasures? Well, that's easy, Greg, in heaven. Yeah, right, but what do we mean by that? Where do we give thanks? When do we give thanks? Let's look at what Paul had to say to the church at Colossae in our reading today. Now, the entire passage today deals with giving thanks and where and when we're supposed to do this, but let's break it down into its various pieces. So we don't lose it in the minutiae, so we can see the trees as well as the forest. Let's break it down. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. If we're giving thanks, when we're giving thanks, as we're giving thanks, as we're doing these things, we do so with compassion and kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. And patience might be the hardest one in the list to do. After all, we say, Lord, give me patience and give it to me right now. We have trouble being patient about any and everything. We want it now. Immediate gratification. This delayed stuff is for the birds. We want it this instant. And yet we're called to be clothed with compassion, with kindness and humility, meekness and patience. In all that we do and have, and in all that we may do as we lay up treasures for heaven, in all that we do as we give thanks, we're called to do so with compassion, with kindness and humility and meekness and patience, with love and with open-heartedness and with the familial love that comes with kindness and with humility, understanding that we are not first, and with meekness, with controlled, with being tamed, with being trained, and with patience. We're called to bear one another up. and to bear with one another. And if anyone has a complaint against another, hold their nose to the grindstone. No, that's not what it says. You may want to, but no. If anyone has a complaint against another, file charges against them before the bishop. No. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, you also must forgive. Oh. Forgiveness again? Come on, how many times did Jesus preach about forgiveness? A whole lot, friends. Forgiveness? Yeah. Well, that's a tough one. I don't want to forgive. Well, sorry. We don't have much choice. Forgiveness. Think about it. The word in the middle of forgiveness is give. We are called to be givers, and we are called to forgive. We are called to forgive by giving, and we're called to give by forgiving. We have no choice. If we're going to be givers, we must be forgivers. We have to forgive. As we will pray today in the Lord's Prayer, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. That's what Paul is saying here. Just as the Lord has forgiven you, so also you must forgive. That's in the Lord's Prayer. Just a bidding later, it says, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So this is something that God calls us to do, not just in glory everlasting where we're laying up treasures, but God calls us to do it right here and right now. In our giving, we are to be forgiving. We cannot give without forgiving. We cannot forgive without giving. If we are going to be children of God, if we're going to be disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ, if we're going to be about this church business, if we are going to be about this stuff of the religious life of the Christian faith, if we are going to be truly Christians, truly disciples, truly believers in Jesus, we must be forgivers. If we're going to give thanks to God Almighty in glory everlasting, if we're going to lay up treasures in heaven, we must forgive as God has forgiven us. We must forgive. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If we mean that, then we must be forgivers in order to be givers, in order to give thanks. And if that's not enough, Paul continues, above all, guiding all of this, empowering all of this, above all, clothe yourselves with love. Put on love like a garment, literally, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. If we have God's love as our clothing, we will be forgivers and we will be givers too. For that is precisely who and what God is for us in Jesus Christ our Lord. He gave himself for us by forgiving us. We are called to give ourselves for others by forgiving others. And when we do this, we have been clothed with Christ, clothed with his love. In confirmation class today, I told the kids that this word Messiah, which means anointed one in Hebrew, this word Messiah, which means the plastered one, the slathered on one, I pointed to a wall and said that wall has been painted. It's been covered with paint. Likewise, Jesus was covered with, anointed with God's love for us to share with others. We must be clothed in the love of God. And when we are clothed with the love of God, we will be givers and forgivers. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body, and be thankful. There you go. Be thankful. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. In other words, this is not something that's just on the outside. We're not just, it's not like having a layer of makeup that you can take off and put back on and take off and put back on. This is something that is rooted, that is seated deep within our very being. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, in the very core of your existence. Let the peace of Christ rule, govern, guide, lead, be in charge. And be thankful. Being thankful flows from the presence of the power of God in you. We can be givers and forgivers only to the degree to which God's peace rules within us. God's grace enables us. God's love empowers us. We're called to be givers and forgivers to the degree to which God's steadfast love endures forever within us. Let the word of God, Christ, dwell in you richly. That's just continuing the whole idea. Let the word of Christ dwell in you, not meagerly, richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts. He's going back to that, going right back to that. The peace of Christ rules in your hearts. The word of Christ dwells in you richly, and with gratitude in your hearts. Not just on the outside, not just painted on like makeup, with gratitude in your hearts. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Where are we supposed to be doing this Jesus stuff? Where are we supposed to be doing this giving and forgiving? Where are we supposed to be laying up treasures? Well, Greg, that's in heaven. Not just there. Where are we supposed to be doing all this stuff? One answer, and it's given to us right here, is in the name of Jesus, by the authority of Jesus' name, in the family of faith. I've sometimes people say to me, you can pray in church, that's a good thing. You can pray at home, that's a wonderful thing. But don't pray in public. You'll be imposing your religiosity on someone else. Ah, nonsense. When the men get together for breakfast on the last Monday of every month, we get together at 7 o'clock in the morning over at McKay's. I love breakfast, but why does breakfast have to be so early in the morning? It's just like church. I often complain that it was a last supper, not a prayer breakfast, people. Can't we have church at night? I mean, that's just my attitude, but why does breakfast have to be so early? So we get there, and I'm barely awake. I need toothpicks to keep my eyes open. And we sit down, and one of the first things we do is we offer a prayer together. And Fred will remember this. One day we prayed, and unbeknownst to us, someone heard us pray. And then we found out after breakfast that someone had paid for our ticket because they had been touched and encouraged to see this group of honorary old guys get together and pray. That person was not a member of this church. That person was a means of grace to us. And we're called to do the same. To reach out to others with the good news of Jesus, with the love of God in Jesus Christ, to witness, to give thanks so that others can see it. When we gave away water at Commerce Cares, we were sharing and giving thanks to God for the love of God that had been bestowed upon us and that we were giving to others. We're called to be a people who are givers and forgivers. We're called to share. We're called to give with words and deeds. We're called to return thanks to God everywhere and every when in our lives. With gratitude in your hearts, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God, and whatever you do, doesn't matter what. In case he's missed something, and this has been a long list of things, in case he's missed something, whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. With gratitude in our hearts, our thanks and our thanksgiving, our giving and forgiving should flow forth without ceasing in everything that we do. We should give thanks. One of the things that came to mind to me when I heard that Artrell had passed away this past week was that she was a person, a spicy lady who gave thanks. Last communion she came to at Drawn's, she sat there in her chair, and when I sat down to chat with her afterwards, she said to me, "Thank you for bringing this here. Thank you for reminding us of God's love." She was a person of thanksgiving, of giving, forgiving love. May we do likewise. May we be a people of giving and forgiving. And not just at stewardship time when we're called to fill out a pledge card, but all the time. In every aspect of our living. In everything that we do or say as a community of faith. From the Boat Ark Bash to Trunk or Treat to the Merry Marketplace to Christmas and everything in between, every day, not just on Sundays, not just on Wednesdays, not just at Bible studies, but every single moment. May we be a people of giving and forgiving because, say it with me, God's steadfast love endures forever. God's love does endure forever. God's love calls us to be givers and forgivers. God's love calls us to give. That's how we store up treasures in heaven. Right here. Right now. Let me in the name of the Father and the Son.
In your presence, Lord, let me learn at your feet. I will taste the riches of your word by your grace upon me.
been listening to a sermon by Dr. Gregory Neal, Senior Pastor of the First United Methodist Church in Commerce, Texas, and Rector of Grace Incarnate Ministries. Copyright 2017 by Dr. Gregory S. Neal. All rights reserved. For more information and for other sermons by Dr. Neal, visit us on the web at www.revneal.org. That's www.revneal.org. You are also invited to visit us in person at First United Methodist Church, 1709 Highway 24, Commerce, Texas, 75428. This program was produced by Dr. Greg Neal.